You're listening to Tech Today with Ken May on AM 1400 KKZZ Ventura.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ken with Tech Today with Ken May. We're having a little technical difficulty here, so we don't have our normal theme music, but we're on top of it. I am the owner of SwiftChip. We provide complete computer care for your home or office, and I run our Ventura branch here. If anybody wants any computer help with my company directly, you can reach us at 866-326-2008, or you can check out our website at swiftchipinc.com. If you'd like to call into our radio show and ask any kind of computer questions you have whatsoever, I believe the number is 805-639-008. Is that right, Eric?
805-639-0008. That's right, Ken.
Excellent. I'm joined in the studio today by the lovely Jenna Dunham.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. And, of course, Julianne Black from Blackfire Studios. Good morning.
Hello.
All right. Well, hey, let's get to some news here. There's lots of pretty big tech news. The biggest news right now is that Microsoft has announced what looks like a successful bid to buy Skype for $8.5 billion. According to the Wall Street Journal, Skype will become a new business division within Microsoft, and Skype chief executive Tony Bates will assume the title of president of the Microsoft Skype division, reporting directly to Mr. Ballmer. Buying Skype, a service that links users via internet-based telephony and video, gives Microsoft a recognized brand name on the internet at a time when it is struggling to get more traction in the consumer market. Now, Julie, I had seen earlier in the week that there were several other people that were announcing bids for Skype. Had you been listening in on some of that buzz?
You know, I haven't really gotten into Skype that much. I kind of say, all right, you know, Facebook's good, video's good,
sure.
Skype, I'm kind of in my pajamas still.
Fair enough. Yeah, Google was announcing that they were trying to buy Skype. And then also, too, I had been hearing that Facebook was talking about buying Skype. Now, given Microsoft's track record with purchasing companies, I can't see how this is necessarily going to wind up going well. I mean, I can see lots of big potential. Jenna, you use Xbox Live quite a bit, right?
Yes, I do.
So I could see Skype integration with that being a pretty big deal. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would take things to a new level to where you would be able to be playing and also be on the phone at the same time.
Definitely, yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it could wind up being more thorough integration of Skype within Windows, I'm sure, which is going to happen in the upcoming iterations. But, we'll see if Microsoft drives it into the ground like they've done, unfortunately, with a bunch of other technologies. Excuse me here. Just getting over a case of pneumonia. Okay, next up on the list here, I've got generating electricity with whiskey. Is there anything whiskey can't do? The Scots, apparently, it says here, it is the spirit that powers the Scottish economy, and now whiskey is to be used to create electricity for homes in a new bioenergy venture involving some of Scotland's best-known distilleries. Contracts have recently been awarded for the construction of a biomass combined heat and power plant at Rothes in Speyside that by 2013 will use the byproducts of the whiskey-making process for energy production. Vast amounts of draff, the spent grains used by the distilling process, and pot ale, a residue from the copper stills, are produced by the whiskey industry each year and are usually transported off-site. Apparently, this project will burn the draff with wood chips to generate enough electricity to supply 9,000 homes. That's pretty amazing. 9,000 homes from just trash.
That would be,
yeah.
That's amazing.
So there's a good way to recycle right there. What you got for us, Jenna?
I have a few different things. First of all, there's a company called NVIDIA. A lot of people have probably seen it and or heard it and don't recall what it's from.
Mm-hmm.
NVIDIA is a graphics card producer for PCs and other home-based computers.
Yeah, some people I've heard call it NVIDIA, but it's one of those things where you see it online, but you never actually hear anybody say it. So,
yeah, like, I've always called it NVIDIA. I'm not sure if that's
who
correct,
knows?
But
who knows?
That's what it looks like it should say. They've actually just recently announced their acquisition of Icera, which is a UK-based company that you've probably never heard of. And they have a line of 3G and 4G baseband processors that they use in wireless devices and USB modems.
Nice.
And NVIDIA is going to be taking repositioning itself in the market for mobile devices.
Very cool.
So that should hopefully be pretty cool. They are supposedly going to be more efficient than Qualcomm and ST Ericsson, so hopefully they'll come out with something decent.
this would be a big deal for NVIDIA because primarily in the past, all they've made is graphics accelerator chips.
Right.
Same with ATI, which recently got purchased and absorbed into AMD. But it seems that partly because of console gaming, graphics technology for PC video games has, to some extent, hit a standstill. You know, we don't have the same huge boosts in technology that like we used to have, mostly because a lot of the existing PC games are just getting ported over from the Xbox and PlayStation 3. So because of that, people aren't buying as many video cards as they used to. So in order for them to stay relevant in the marketplace, they're getting into things like, you know, mobile computing, and it seems like it's working really well for them.
Yeah.
What do you guys, you play a bit of games on Xbox, huh?
I play quite a bit, actually. I'm a very big nerd, but I love it.
But it seems that definitely that the quality of graphics, say, in your average Xbox game, has somewhat been a bit level over the past few years. Am I
right.
wrong? Or?
No, it has been. There really hasn't been anything that's come out in the last few years that has blown my mind as far as graphics go.
Yeah, fair enough. And so it's definitely because of things like that the PC technology has kind of stagnated a little bit.
Well, and Ken, just question for somebody maybe who doesn't have the experience or doesn't know about this.
Sure.
Do you have the sort of crossover in the development of the graphics card and the ability on computer? Like, does that get integrated ultimately when a new console gets put out on the market?
Sure. Well, what we see now is the game companies are they want to spend as little as possible on each individual game. So basically, they're recognizing that the console game seems to be the biggest market right now. So they develop for the console first, and then they port those existing games over to PC. So the PC just kind of follows, at least right now, follows along with whatever the console happens to be doing. So whenever the new technology does come out, if necessary, although it doesn't look like it probably will be that necessary, any new technologies that come from that will get ported over to PC as well. So definitely cool stuff. Kind of along those same lines here, I've got a interesting article. It says, Intel refreshes wireless display with support for DRM-protected DVDs and Blu-rays. Now, you're not seeing much of this at all in the retail market just yet, but this is one of the next big things. Intel has wireless display technology, which lets you stream HD content from certain laptops to an HD TV with no cables needed. They call it WiDi. And obviously the big benefit of that is you can, say, have a cheaper TV and maybe not even any kind of like a Blu-ray player or even a DVD player. You just fire it up on your laptop, set it aside, and then the picture shows up on your screen. You don't have to worry about cables or plugging anything in.
What's the lag time on something like that? I mean, it's got to be
perfectly acceptable. I've seen it in action, and obviously that's going to be the number one concern.
Sure.
And people, or early reviews and things like that are saying that they see no issues with ghosting.
Nice.
So that should be really cool. But the big upgrade that they're talking about right now is that it hasn't supported sending along the DRM signal along with it. So for people who don't know what DRM is, it's basically the copy protection mechanisms in DVDs and Blu-rays. And it's basically just junk from the movie theaters that are winds up ultimately making your life more difficult and doesn't actually prevent any piracy. But so now they're saying that this WiDi technology is supporting it. So very cool. What you got, Jenna?
On that note, as far as movies and things like that go, so YouTube has announced that they've added 3,000 streaming movies for rent on their website.
That's huge.
These are from NBC, Universal, Sony, and Warner. A couple different things with this. So supposedly the rentals are going to be from $2.99 to $3.99 per rental. They do have HD quality movies. However, it's kind of a crapshoot as to whether you're going to end up with one of the HD movies or not, because it's not really disclosed.
Mm.
I don't know. I have kind of mixed feelings on this. Does YouTube know that Netflix exists?
Yeah, I was wondering what kind of cut they were looking to get out of that market. I
mean, well, they have a huge, huge existing user base. So, I mean, I don't think that you can go browse through and stream some, like, bits of Netflix movies without having any kind of an account. So I think maybe they're assuming they're going to get some kids and people that are just already on YouTube browsing around and like, oh, yeah, this kind of looks good. You know, I think I'll just, you know, sign up for that. Yeah, much more of a one-off sort of a thing, it sounds like. Definitely.
But, I mean, you lose days to YouTube. You go in there and you're trying to figure out, you know, how to take apart your iPod, and then you end up watching Iron Man. Like, how does that happen?
I could see it. I'm the same with Wikipedia. I have to be very careful on there, because otherwise, like, I start reading an article about something in the news, and then I'm reading about Hitler, and then I'm reading about dinosaurs, and then, you know.
But at what point do you decide, oh, my afternoon's over, I might as well put in a movie?
Usually when a client calls me up with an emergency. Once again, this is Tech Today with Ken May, providing tech news, interesting interviews, and fun science info. We are joined in the studio today with Jenna Dunham. Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
And Julianne Black from Blackfire Studios, and of course, producer Eric. So, Julie, let's take a pause from the news for a little bit, and let's find out a little bit about what you do.
Absolutely. I am graphic design, web design, logo design, branding, social media etiquette is
nice.
Kind of my latest. I really enjoy that. Just kind of an all-around digital diva, I suppose.
That's a great name. Yeah, I saw you've been teaching a few classes on how to use Facebook for business or something like that through the chamber. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Through the chamber, and then personal offices, and then even small groups now that I have my own office, which
Very
is kind of cool.
Very cool. You got like your own kind of curriculum. Like, can you go to a business and say, hey, I'm going to get you guys all educated on social media?
Oh, I definitely can. I was, in fact, working with the city. They just launched. It's kind of cool that the city of Ventura wants to get on Facebook and really interact with people.
Definitely.
And their trash, you know, being able to recycle, and their water, reclaiming water and, you know, making sure that you're not using too much of it, are both going on Facebook, and they're both looking to maximize their user potential. So, I just sat down with them a couple weeks ago, and we really talked about, okay, how are you going to get fans? How are you going to get people interested in this? It's kind of cool.
Very cool. I know Rick Cole, the city manager, he's been pretty good about the whole blogging thing for some time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing him on the forefront of a lot of that stuff for a while, so I'm sure he's probably involved in some way. And it looks like we're going to have Bill Fulton, the mayor, on our show next week talking about some of the technologies and stuff that they're involved in. So we'll see if that that comes up.
I hope so.
So also, I know I see Blackfire Studios' logo all over all these chamber documents and things like that all over the place. Do you do a lot of their art design and things like that for them?
You know, it depends on the project. They have a wonderful Charlene Morla in there now.
Yeah.
And so I was doing a lot of helping out in that transitional period. Now that Charlene's there, you know, they've been able to kind of take on their own projects. But stuff, you know, special stuff like the art walk that's coming up and you know, stuff for YPG, Young Professionals Group. I definitely just jump in there and give them a hand whenever possible. So that's a lot of fun.
Good stuff. So tell me, Julie, what are some of the ways that you're using technology in your business to help give you an edge over, say, other graphic designers or people that are in the similar industry?
God, I don't know where I'd be without technology. It's part of my daily existence. My life gets so busy that my inbox, my email inbox, is actually my, you know, to-do list.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
If my email went down, I would be completely lost. I even have Google do the transcripts for my voicemails so that it goes into my inbox so that I can track
that.
It that way as well. And it, you know, gives me the phone number right there, and I can just kind of jump around. But as far as, you know, the difference between other graphic designers, I think that I rely a lot on example to show people. You know, people, when they get involved in graphics and they get involved in, you know, what they want and what they're thinking for a project, they don't know what they want until they see what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very time-consuming and frustrating on both of our parts.
Certainly.
So for me, to be able to utilize technology and send them clips of video, send them clips of websites, send them, you know, clips of you know, even screenshots is huge to my business, because once you see it, then you know if you like it before we've even, you know,
it's
spent
mostly
a dime
visual
on
with
the project.
You guys, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Very cool. So with all the Facebook classes and tutors out there, what would you say, like, makes you different? Like, why should they come and see Blackfire Studios versus, you know, some other people out there? Because it seems like I see a lot of people proclaiming themselves social media gurus,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, there's no real sort of
certification.
Yeah, exactly. So why should we come see you?
You know, when it comes to Facebook, the program changes so fast. I mean, you get so used to, you know, logging in a certain way and clicking on here a certain way, and then the next day you go in there and everything's different.
Definitely.
And in order to combat that, Facebook has a fabulous help menu. If you go into their help menu and just type in, who am I,
mm-hmm.
they'll give you an answer. It's
nice.
Pretty incredible. So what I focus on is the etiquette, the how do I communicate? Because here you are, you're a baker, you're a bowler, you're a professional horseshoer, you know, whatever it is that you do, you're not necessarily a computer person.
Definitely.
And you're not used to talking directly to your clients. You either have an ad agency do that, or, you know, you have, you know, word of mouth kind of stuff, but you don't necessarily speak directly in your advertising. So I do a lot of social stuff, etiquette stuff, like, you know, unless you grew up in a corporation, you might not know that using all caps in a post
means
that you're screaming.
Yeah, that's aggravating.
Yeah, so I talk a lot about, you know, what to do, what not to do. It's a it kind of gives me an edge, and it keeps people interested as far as, oh, yeah, I could totally post that, or I can't post that, or what do I post, or, you know, getting over that block.
Now, that's a good question right there. Here's one interesting thing, and I get into a discussion with this with my business partner. He comes much more from kind of a sales, you know, maybe more of a little bit of a corporate background. And his big concern with Facebook and things like that is he wants a very, very clear separation between his personal life and his business life. It seems to me that these days that doesn't exist as much anymore. I mean, maybe it's just our generation, but, you know, we live very transparently these days.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, to some extent, I kind of feel like, okay, you know, people that are going to do business with me, they're really going to know, you know, what they're getting themselves into.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And, you know, your relationships, your business relationships, your personal relationships are all about that connection. And if your client isn't, if your client checks out your Facebook page and they see stuff that, you know, I don't understand why she's into Invader Zim, or I don't know why she's such a dork, you know, posting this stuff.
Right.
Then they're probably not going to be somebody I'm going to be able to mesh with on a creative level either.
Nice.
So that transparency kind of, it takes the edge off and invites them into your living room.
Certainly.
And you get past a lot of that, you know, who are you and what are you about?
And I know, you know, it may not be, you know, appropriate for everybody, but I mean, there have been plenty of situations where, you know, I'm forging new relationships with people that otherwise I haven't even met yet, you know, online. Especially through Facebook.
Absolutely.
And, you know, then I start getting requests from people like, hey, my elderly neighbor is having a problem with something or other. Can you help out?
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you think, Jenna?
I agree. I remember back in January, I tried to separate my Facebook and create a new Facebook profile for business. And then I realized that it would probably be more beneficial to have a joint Facebook for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that a lot of people tend to put things up on Facebook that are, you know, I don't really care about. So the way that I look at it is, if people know me, they know that I'm very random and I say strange things a lot of the time, and I'm a very big nerd. So they're going to learn that about me on Facebook. And, you know, I will admit that there are times when I try to consciously think, okay, should I post this or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You definitely need to use some restraint if you're in your own
put
business.
Put the filter in place.
Oh, yes.
That's the other side of the coin is that it seems that the even younger generation, the kids still in high school and stuff like that, seem to have absolutely no filter whatsoever. So, I mean, definitely there needs to be some sort of appropriateness. The way I kind of figured is, if it's not something that I would say, like, you know, in to my mom or to, you know, a good company, like, I probably shouldn't be blasting it out
your
to the world.
Your mother is reading this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, she is now. She just got an iPhone. God bless her. I love her. But now I get text pictures of MMSs of guinea pigs all the time and things like that.
And, you know, the other side of that, the people that feel like shouldn't be personal are usually the businesses that need to be personal.
Right,
the people like lawyers and investors, people
exactly.
that can't talk about their business legally on Facebook anyway.
Right.
So who are you? You're a person doing business before you are that business. So if they don't get to know you on a personal level and you can't talk about your business because of restraints in whatever corporation you're in, where does that leave you on social media? You're really missing the boat.
Very good point. Once again, we are Tech Today with Ken May. If anybody has any computer questions at all out there, call in 639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. And I think we're going to go ahead and pause for a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Blackfire Studios, helping you help yourself with Facebook strategies, personalized social marketing advice, and fresh ideas to inspire your posts and fire up your fan base numbers. Social media etiquette and connecting directly with your fans isn't something that Facebook Help Menu can teach you. Once you've learned the technical side, you need to find your voice and create a stable and consistent online personality for your organization. Blackfire Studios can help you there. Consultations with you and your staff will get everyone on the same page. Eliminate resume posting techniques that might turn away customers and actually saving you time by creating a game plan for your efforts to eliminate the trial and error posts that can set you back months. Visit us today at facebook.com/Blackfire Studios or at our website, www.blackfirestudios.com. A Ventura County resident for over 26 years, Rod Twazan at 805-890-5845 is a full-time real estate broker at Troop Real Estate. With over 17 years of professional combined experience in real estate, property management, and mortgage lending industries, he has an extensive knowledge and experience in handling single-family and multifamily homes, commercial properties, investment properties, condo and beach properties, REO and foreclosures, short sales, probates, and 1031 exchanges. With additional experience in insurance, financial management, and taxation. For simple answers to your complex issues, call Rod Twazan now at 805-890-5845 for your next real estate transaction.
Hi, this is Dr. Bunny, former host of The Dr. Bunny Show and founder of the Vreeland College of the Healing Arts. I just want to take a moment to say a word about Ken May and Swiftchip and how incredible they are. Ken May and Swiftchip have been taking care of all of my computer needs for over 2 years now. They take care of my personal website at bunnyvreeland.com. They took care of my radio show and archived all the shows. And now, Swiftchip is my choice for the college at vreelandcollege.org. Thanks, Swiftchip.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Warning, business owners. Don't just call anyone for computer services or repairs. Call SwiftChip at 866-326-2008 because not all computer consultants are created equal. The question is, which computer company will give you honest service and which ones will take advantage of you by overcharging you and possibly even making things worse? SwiftChip is a member of the Better Business Bureau and the Ventura Chamber. SwiftChip background checks and drug tests all of their techs. Give them a call at 866-326-2008. If you're tired of dealing with unresponsive and unreliable IT guys, 866-326-2008.
Your Tuesday Tech Stop. Tech Today with Ken May on AM 1400 KKZZ.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming back. We're joined here in the studio with producer Eric, the lovely Jenna Dunham, and Julie Black from Blackfire Studios. And Julie was kind enough to bring in a prize for our call-in listeners today. Julie, what's the prize that you brought in, or should we keep it a surprise?
Oh, no, definitely. It's a one-hour tutorial on Facebook, whatever you need, whether it's an etiquette or a hands-on or how do I log in kind of a thing.
Very nice. Very cool. Actually, I've got a question for you. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I didn't have a chance to research it, but I think I've seen this on your Facebook page. Somebody wanted to post a PDF to an unusual file format to their Facebook page. Isn't there a plugin you can use where you can upload files directly?
There are so many third-party apps that you can plug in. And then, you know, they had all that FBTML
or whatever.
FBTML. And then which they took off. And
did they?
Yeah, they took
That's
it off.
That's a shame.
So there's a lot of different ways you can do it, but I usually tell people when they're just starting out, just stick to JPEGs. If you can convert it to
right.
a JPEG or have somebody convert it to a JPEG, then at least you know you're safe.
That's what I wound up doing for it, just for the heck of it. I think what she was looking for was just an easy way to share files, so I told her just to use YouSendIt instead.
There you go.
Now, I think, do we have a call on the line, Eric?
We most certainly do. If you want to call in for an opportunity to win that prize or ask Ken a tech question, the phone number is 805-639-0008. Ken, first caller on Tech Today with Ken May. Bunny joining us on the program. Doc, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's nice to hear your show, Ken.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bunny. I'm so honored that you're a sponsor of the show, and I think it's really amazing how things wind up coming full circle. You were my very first experience in this very studio here, so I think it's very, very cool.
It's very cool, yes. And, you know, you're doing a great job, and it is kind of coming full circle. So I don't want to stay on the phone. I know you've got a lot to talk about, but I just wanted to say congratulations. And I'm just going to give you a shameless plug. You've been my webmaster for over 2 years now, and you're just the best. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored to be a part of your company. And in fact, too, we're having our launch party. Dr. Vreeland is so kind. She offered to host our launch party at the Vreeland College of the – is it Vreeland Institute of the Healing Arts
Vreeland
or Vreeland College?
Vreeland College of the Healing Arts.
Very cool. At 473 Post in Camarillo from – what are we doing, 5:30 to 7:30?
7:30 tonight.
Yeah, so if people want to bring a dish, it's a very cool building too. And I think there's still some open office space in that building too.
We still have 3 offices available. We've just rented – 6 of them.
Wow.
My goal is to have a healing hub there. So, you know, it might be something that your listeners might be interested in. That's not why I'm calling, but I'd like to invite people to come down tonight. It's in the Voice Board building at the corner of Willis and Post. That's Willis and Post. And, you know, we're just going to have a nice little potluck and wish Ken the very best. He is the very best.
Well, thank you, Bunny. You're so kind. We're definitely blessed to be able to be in business with you. Thank you so much.
It's mutual. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Doc.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very cool. Okay, let's get back to a few news articles. What you got for us, Jenna?
I have a couple of them. First of all, most people have iPods nowadays. The current iPod that was released is 120 gigabyte iPod. It can hold 83.3 days worth of audio.
Wow.
Did you know that the current iPod can hold the same amount as 24 first-generation iPods?
Wow.
2,727 12-inch records, 2,000 cassette tapes, and 1,500 compact discs.
1,500 CDs. That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing where our technology is going.
I always think I'm never going to max it out, and then I do. And you look at the numbers, and you're like, there's no way I could have that.
There's plenty of room for improvement. I just can't stand carrying around extra devices, so like my iPhone is like the one the one device that I carry, and it only holds 32 gigs, so I could definitely use some more room on there.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they're going to come out with that soon.
And that really seems to be the direction of the world, right? The one tech tool to rule them all, so to speak. You know, I'm just curious, though, because I still have my first-generation iPod just sitting around my house. Like, obviously, I don't use it to listen to music anymore because I don't even think it understands the new USB transfer protocols and all that. Is there anything that people can do with those to actually get, like, usage out of those that doesn't brick it?
that
would brick it.
There's a few cool little hacks you can do and things like that, but honestly, a lot of them are a lot geekier than they're really worth spending the time on to get anything really useful out of. So probably your best bet would be to either sell it on eBay or Craigslist or use a tech recycling service like I think Gazelle is one of the main ones out there.
People actually still buy first-generation iPods?
Not everybody lives on a nice hill in a first-world country, my friend.
Ah, hey now.
It's not antiquated to everyone.
So that $5 that somebody from Russia or something is paying you is going to be well appreciated over there.
Yeah, I would gladly take those 50 rubles.
Oh, boy. All right, another article I've got here. This is really amazing, actually. At an event the other day in San Francisco, Intel announced one of the most important pieces of semiconductor news in many, many years. The company's upcoming 22-nanometer processors will feature a fundamental change to the design of the most basic building block of every computer chip, the transistor. Intel's been exploring a new transistor for over a decade, and the company first announced a significant breakthrough with the design in 2002. A trickle of announcements followed over the years as the new transistor progressed from being one possible direction among many to its newly crowned status as the official feature of Intel's entire product line. So, basically, this is something called a tri-gate transistor. Semiconductor physics aren't exactly my strong suit, so I'm not going to get into much details here, but basically it changes it from being a 2D sort of a layout to a 3D sort of a layout, and it's going to be just a huge, huge deal here. If anyone wants to see pictures of this, you can go to our show blog at kenmay.net. In fact, every single article we're talking about, as well as our show archives, are also available at kenmay.net. And our past show podcasts will be are available on iTunes as well. You got one for us, Jenna?
Sure do. Social media, which is what we were talking about with Julie.
Yeah.
there is now something called social flow. And social flow has never been more strongly proven than with bin Laden's death.
Mm, definitely.
At 10:24 p.m. Eastern, Keith Urban tweeted that he had heard from a trusted source that Osama bin Laden was killed. Within 2 minutes, 300 people had retweeted or reacted to this message. I remember I was in the studio doing my other radio show,
yeah,
and we had picked up someone's tweet on it about 15 minutes after the original. So as soon as the show was over, we were listening to the presidential address and everything else.
Just amazing.
But from there, the news spread like wildfire. Within an hour in advance of President Obama's scheduled announcement of the event, Twitter had trumped mainstream media in breaking the news of bin Laden's death. I don't know about you, but that to me proves, on a lighter note, that your business being on some sort of a social media can absolutely reach audiences that it wouldn't otherwise.
Definitely. Yeah, and I don't even really use Twitter, but I saw somebody had Facebooked it, and I hopped on Google, mm-hmm. and Google had this very cool kind of like live feed of the Twitter news on that. And, you know, my first thought was, okay, well, let's check CNN to kind of verify that. Well, they just had some stupid placeholder article, mm-hmm. with, you know, links that weren't even working for like 20 minutes.
Right.
I mean, okay, 20 minutes, you know, maybe 20 years ago, people would scoff at. But these days, I mean, that's an eternity for news. You know, you're talking about probably the number one news organization in the world, and they're just sitting on their thumbs while the rest of the world is apparently privy information that they're not, you know,
when you wait
with.
For the official word, everybody else is already talking about
exactly.
it.
All right, Julie, so tell us, speaking of social media, what do you see are some of the major setbacks that all businesses involved with social media have to face?
First thing is really coming up with a game plan. If you have multiple employees in your office and everybody's got their own style and voice and you're trying to communicate what your business does, a lot of times you'll just be batting heads and you'll have a lot of staff meetings that don't go over very well.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
So I think the first thing is to really sit down and say, okay, what is it that we want out of Facebook? What is it that we want out of Twitter? Who's going to be regulating the posts? Who's going to be posting?
Mm.
What are they going to be posting about? Let's come up with a schedule. Let's come up with some ideas. And then that would, you know, leads me to the second one, which is the ideas.
Definitely.
I tell a lot of people, you know, your brain doesn't always work in chunks like Facebook, where you don't want to post all the time consecutively, but that's how your brain works. Like, you put all your ideas together all at once. So if you sit down with, you know, a Word doc, a text doc, whatever, and just write all of your posts one after another, and then copy and paste them into something like Hootsuite so you can schedule them out.
That's a great idea.
Your brain is in that, you know, phase. You're doing all of your stuff all at the same time. You've got your message. You're looking at them all as a whole as to what you're saying. And then you're scheduling them out so that they're, you know, hitting a maximum market.
Very cool.
As opposed to trying to remember to go in and check it and say, okay, what did I talk
about
yesterday?
That's the biggest complaint I see, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, do it all at one time and then schedule them out.
That's very cool. Once again, this is Tech Today with Ken May, and we're joined in the studio here with Julianne Black from Blackfire Studios, and we're talking about social media. If anybody has any questions about anything computer-related or has any need for any tech help, call in at 805-639-0008. Let's see here. Okay, so what other ways is Blackfire Studios helping businesses get focused?
You know, I actually started this series. It's called Brain Yoga for the Business Mind.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Tell me about it.
It's about, you know, kind of stretching your parameters of where you are. A lot of us are in small businesses. A lot of us that, you know, come in contact with the chamber, mm-hmm. you know, with local organizations, you know, coffee and contacts, all those. You know, you meet these people, they're either their own business or they're a business of three people, of four people.
Right.
And you get so bogged down with all of the day-to-day, what has to be done and putting out fires and dealing with all of the emergencies, that you don't think about what's going to happen in the future, where your business is going to evolve to, and how to manage those fires before they happen so that you have more time in the day to work on, you know, growing.
Nice.
So the brain yoga is all about getting together once a month, and it's all on my website, the topics. This month's topic is actually coming up with your next best widget. Like, if this widget expired, whatever it is that you do now expires or, you know, runs out, what is it that you're going to do next? It's about just being creative and stretching and growing and building and toning all those brain muscles that have to do with small businesses.
Good stuff. Okay, real quick before we go to break, Julie, how can people find out more about your company and get in contact with you?
blackfirestudios.com. I've got pretty much everything on there. Blog, you can get me through, you know, obviously Facebook. I'm there quite a bit.
Nice.
Yeah, all that's on my website.
All right. All right. Let's go to a break.
Cool.
Ventura Breeze is Ventura's only hometown newspaper. The Breeze covers all the events and news about and for Ventura. It's published every other Wednesday, and over 11,000 copies are distributed to over 500 locations in Ventura, Ojai, and the Channel Islands. So be sure to pick up a copy of The Breeze or read it online at VenturaBreeze.com, and be sure to send The Breeze your latest news, events, at VenturaBreeze.com. The Ventura Breeze, Ventura's only hometown newspaper.
Would you like your computer to run faster and smoother? How about better protection for your private information against those nasty viruses? The professional computer guys at SwiftChip are ready to help. Call 866-326-2008. They resolve your most difficult computer and networking issues. No problem. Installing a new and improved Windows 7 is just the beginning. Call one of their friendly technicians today and mention this ad for a Windows 7 upgrade discount. SwiftChip, the IT efficiency experts for your home or office. Call 866-326-2008. 866-326-2008.
Blackfire Studios, helping you help yourself with Facebook strategies, personalized social marketing advice, and fresh ideas to inspire your posts and fire up your fan base numbers. Social media etiquette and connecting directly with your fans isn't something that Facebook Help Menu can teach you. Once you've learned the technical side, you need to find your voice and create a stable and consistent online personality for your organization. Blackfire Studios can help you there. Consultations with you and your staff will get everyone on the same page. Eliminate posting techniques that might turn away customers and actually saving you time by creating a game plan for your efforts to eliminate the trial and error posts that can set you back months. Visit us today at facebook.com/Blackfire Studios or at our website, www.blackfirestudios.com.
Having a problem with your computer? KKZZ welcomes Tech Today with Ken May. Ken will bring you the latest technology news, computer help, and show you new and exciting ways the latest technology can help your business. Ken May is the co-owner of SwiftChip, a successful IT services company. Ken brings these skills to you every Tuesday at 9. So if you've got a computer quandary, listen in. Tech Today with Ken May, every Tuesday at 9, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
A Ventura County resident for over 26 years, Rod Twazan at 805-890-5845 is a full-time real estate broker at Troop Real Estate. With over 17 years of professional combined experience in real estate, property management, and mortgage lending industries, he has an extensive knowledge and experience in handling single-family and multifamily homes, commercial properties, investment properties, condo and beach properties, REO and foreclosures, short sales, probates, and 1031 exchanges. With additional experience in insurance, financial management, and taxation. For simple answers to your complex issues, call Rod Twazan now at 805-890-5845 for your next real estate transaction.
Hi, this is Dr. Bunny, former host of The Dr. Bunny Show and founder of the Vreeland College of the Healing Arts. I just want to take a moment to say a word about Ken May and SwiftChip and how incredible they are. Ken May and SwiftChip have been taking care of all of my computer needs for over 2 years now. They take care of my personal website at bunnyvreeland.com. They took care of my radio show and archived all the shows. And now, SwiftChip is my choice for the college at vreelandcollege.org. Thanks, SwiftChip.
You're listening to Tech Today with Ken May on AM 1400 KKZZ. You can podcast the program for free on iTunes. Simply search for the program in the iTunes Music Store. Now, once again, here's Ken.
All right. Thank you, Eric the Evil Hawk. I love that. That's such an awesome name. We're joined in the studio today with Jenna Dunham and Julie Black from Blackfire Studios. Now, Julie, during the break, we were talking a little bit more about your brain yoga thing. When's the next class for that?
It's going to be the second Tuesday of every month, so tonight is the night. If you go to my website, it'll give you all the details on how to get there, how to get in contact with me, reserve your spot, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Feel free to cross-post that on our Facebook page, too.
Thank you.
If anyone's interested, the Facebook page for our show is facebook.com/techwithken. And then yours is what, facebook.com/blackfirestudios?
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, Julie, so tell me, what kind of businesses have you been working with to help, develop their marketing strategies and such?
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun. I love what I do because I love being able to communicate with all different people. Like,
nice.
I was talking about the city earlier. I'm always involved in the chambers postings, but then I do, stuff, social media stuff for psychics, local psychics.
Yeah.
And, dog washers and... I really love getting into it. I love, going to see what you do, really researching, okay, who do you need to talk to? Who is your ideal client? Let's really think about that before we start just screaming out into the void.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My business has grown, from very humble beginnings to, doing okay now. And it's a learning process.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I see so many sharks kind of come at you with, hey, spend a whole bunch of money and, send out a mass mailer or
yep.
do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And, people, a lot of times, like, they really need some advice on, where their money's going to be best
mm-hmm.
spent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's so many ways to spend money. Just get sit down, go slow, think about it first.
Nice. Now, Julie, you and I actually have something in common, too. We are both sitting on the board for the Young Professionals Group in the chamber. There's a couple upcoming events with that, isn't there?
Oh, there's the coolest thing ever coming up. If I do say so myself, on the 27th, we are doing our next Mixinar. The social media is the topic, duh, because it's the coolest thing ever, right? But the neat thing about it is that we are having it as a sneak preview / tasting of the Ventura Brewing Company.
That should be very cool.
They're not even open until August, but they're going to let us have the event there and check out their beer and see their stuff.
Well, what does he say during his chamber breakfast pitch? Something about like Ventura's only breakfast
beers.
Something
I
like
know.
That.
We're having it at night, so I don't know if we'll be tasting that breakfast beer, but yeah, he's got something going on.
Those are very cool people there. Yeah, I think I first met them at a chamber mixinar we had at the Technology Development Center.
Mm-hmm,
I
absolutely.
Came by and checked it out there.
Bill's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And also, too, we've got coming up this Friday, I think, is the Business Expo, right?
Yes, the huge Business Expo.
Yeah, that should be really cool. You guys have a table at that, I think,
we
right?
We sure do.
And we just got finally turned in the paperwork for ours like a few days ago, so we'll have one there.
Yeah, our neighbors, I think.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
With YPG sandwich between us.
That'll be perfect,
we can
yeah.
do them all.
Now, are you guys going to dress up? I know the theme is supposed to be Hollywood in the chamber.
Yes, but. I'm going to bend a couple of rules, and I'm going to be doing strange brew.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, hosers. Yeah.
So will you be Bob or Doug? I'm not sure.
I'll be just kind of maybe their sister. Yeah, nice. Sister. The dog, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, just slap a toque on her. She'll be fine.
There you go. I'm trying to decide if I should slap on a cassock and just go as Neo or something.
Ooh, there you go.
Okay, so let's see. What else do we have in the news here? E-Ink, which is one of my favorite companies out there, is showing off more flexible, crunchable screens. Now, for people that aren't familiar, E-Ink is the company that powers displays such as the Kindle and various other e-book reader technologies. Now, the big announcement we're waiting for hasn't happened yet with retail, commercially available full-color displays, but they're all in the pipeline. But right now, they're talking about... it says they've got a few demo videos up, which we have on our website, of E-Ink Tech using cloth and Tyvek material as bases. And they've got pictures and videos here of people rolling these E-Ink displays into little tubes and things like that.
That's amazing.
So I guess what this means, we're going to be able to see in the future, maybe 10 years out or something like that. But imagine walking around wearing a T-shirt. With your favorite band on it, a logo or something like that, and it randomly cycles through your favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably just, buy artwork license or something like that, and then, boom, full-color display, and it just morphs and all kinds of different things. How cool is that?
Yeah, and money. You've got a $10
yeah.
bill, and then the next minute you got a $20. That's great.
It's funny you mentioned that, Ken. I do a sports show here on AM 1400 KKZZ as well, 6 to 7 p.m., for those who would be interested in that. But, that jogs my mind on a story that I talked about earlier this week. There's a sports card company now that is going to be putting out cards that have full motion video
wow.
on them, similar technologies. I wish I could remember the company that's putting it out. But
it's not like Topps or something like that?
No, it's one of the smaller card companies, Pirani, I think it is. But they're going to be sending cards that are like the size of your same basic sports trading card.
Yeah.
But they have the capability and they have little screens on there that can show up to 20 minutes worth
Amazing.
Of highlight
it's
video
so Harry
on
Potter,
it.
You know?
I wonder how thick they're going to be. Because I know, what was it, Esquire or one of the magazines, I think it was Rolling Stones maybe, actually had released an issue, I think it was last year, with a partial e-ink display, which was also very hackable and very kind of cool. But so something along those lines. That's amazing. I mean, I remember, getting my allowance when I was a little kid and blowing it on, Topps playing cards and having that horrible old like bubble gum that just like cracked apart in your mouth.
Me too.
Every time I smell bubble gum, it takes me back to that. Jenny, you got some news for us?
Sure do. Now that we've reminisced about our baseball card trading days, which I was really into. So it's been reported that ownership of TV sets has fallen in the U.S.
Thank God.
The percentage of households in the United States that have TVs dropped from 98.9% to 96.7%. Why do you think that happened? Well, most people have high-speed internet access that only costs $40 a month, whereas having a decent slate of TV channels on cable costs $70.
Right.
If you own a computer, the choice is a no-brainer. According to the New York Times, there are two reasons for the decline. According to Nielsen, one is poverty. Some lower-income households no longer own TV sets, most likely because they cannot afford a new digital TV set or antennas. Mm. The other is technological wizardry. Well said. Young people who have grown up with laptops in their hands instead of remote controls are opting not to buy TV sets when they graduate from college or enter the workforce, at least not at first. Instead, they're substituting on a diet of television shows and movies from the internet. This is pretty interesting, and I think it's pretty common. I do have cable, but I didn't have cable for 5 years. And the only reason that I got cable was for football,
yep.
baseball, and some of the HBO shows, Dexter and
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is so awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen Borgias? Borgias is another good one.
Cool.
Just some of the different TV shows that are out there right now. And then real quick, this is another article that I wanted to throw in real quick.
Okay.
So PlayStation Network has gone down.
What a mess. It's still down.
It's still down. And it's not going to be back up until May 31st due to security
issues.
That's
their latest update.
Wow.
Like
yes.
they've been giving us several weeks of such. Now, I don't really have time to get on PSN. I wish I did. But, what a mess. Now, most of this all stems back from Sony cracking down on people who were modifying their PlayStations. Now, the reason a lot of them were modifying the PlayStation in the first place was because Sony removed functionality from the device.
Right.
There was a firmware update that took away people's capability of installing Linux on their laptop, and there's plenty of legit situations where that's the case. In fact, the entire Air Force has built a supercomputer out of a few hundred network PS3s. So, those white knights of 4chan decided that they were going to anonymous decided that they were going to try and take down Sony, and it looks like it was successful, dramatically so. I mean, I think far more successful than anybody would have hoped for.
I'm grateful that I play Xbox
there
right
you go.
Now.
I'd like to jump back real quick to talking more about the previous article, the TV stuff. Now, Julie, I think you and I both we have TV-less or cable-less households. Tell us a little bit about what you do that to consume media in the way that works best for you.
It just seems like there's never enough time to do everything you need to do. And if you're online during the day for whatever your job is, you're getting blasts of
sure.
information. Just you can't even open an email or change screens or open the internet without getting a headline from something. So, we've really toned it down. I don't think I've had actual cable since I was in high school.
Sure.
And we just hook up the computer to the TV and we, do Netflix and Hulu and download and... We try to keep it really simple because otherwise, you could just
too much
lose
work.
So many more hours.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I haven't had cable since I lived with my parents back early high school and all that. And there's definitely a difference to me watching video where you got to sit, you're sitting in your computer chair and you got to click on something. You're staring at the computer screen versus what they call the 3 foot versus like the 10 foot experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm using some open source software on a little home theater PC I built called Media Portal. If anyone's interested in it, you go to team-mediaportal.org, And that's fantastic. It's an open source replacement for things like Windows Media Center. Mm-hmm. And I can fully control it with a remote, and I just download all my movies, and it scrapes all the images and metadata and stuff like that, and I just kick back on my couch and browse through my TV shows and movies and such. So it's not very legal, but it works well. How about you, Eric? What are you doing in this day and age of digital media?
Well, I will be honest. I do have a dish because I enjoy the DVR and the ability to, you know, stop and save certain programming and
sports.
Watch it whenever I choose.
Still not a good solution for sports, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest reason why I think I'm still wired as far as all that goes. But I'm a real big consumer, not necessarily of video content online, mm-hmm. but just voracious when it comes to audio content. I love the prevalence of podcasts, which, by the way, you can get this on iTunes. Just simply search for Tech Today with Ken May.
Exactly. In fact, I need to get us logged into a Stitcher. I think that's one of the few that we're not on yet. Because one of the things I like to do when I'm in my long radio car drives out to a client mm-hmm. place is listen to podcasts like Kevin and Bean or something like that. Or I think I saw that Adam Carolla's podcast is actually on track to be the number one most downloaded podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. How amazing is that? Mm-hmm. And ebooks just make it so much easier.
Podcasts and ebooks, you know, it just takes multitasking to a whole nother level.
It really
does. You can just wander around and do whatever it is you need to do and be reading a book at the same time.
Definitely. Well, I mean, as far as AM radio goes, there's a lot of stuff. That's one of the reasons we love KKZZ and made this our home, is that KKZZ is very positive radio, and it sometimes just gets too depressing listening to a lot of that other stuff. Eric, do we have a call?
Actually, call is a guest for the upcoming show on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Oh, they
brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Right on. Everyone should definitely stick around and listen to Bill's show. That he's amazing and gets incredible guests on there. In fact, speaking of guests, our upcoming guest, so next week, is going to be Bill Fulton, the mayor of Ventura. And he's going to be talking to us a bit about the latest and greatest ways that Ventura is using technology to get an edge. So, Julie, tell us again how people can get in touch with Blackfire Studios.
BlackfireStudios.com, or find me on Facebook, because I am always there.
Nice. She is.
Nice. Hey, and for everybody listening out there, if you want to learn more about our upcoming shows or anything like that, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/techwithken. We're only at 75 fans right now, and I'd love to break 100 real soon here. We're in some friendly competition with the Kim Pagano show, and I'm going to try and see if we can pass him up here.
Ken, I had heard rumors of a prize being dangled
once
we hit 100.
Yes. We also have a separate prize that once we hit 100 on the Facebook page, it's a to-be-announced secret prize.
I heard
so.
It was an iPad.
No, not for that.
Can I win the iPad? Oh, wait, I work for the company.
No iPad. There is no iPad. Well, excellent. As producer Eric and everybody else mentioned before, if you have any call-in questions, call us next week at 639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. And if you need any computer help for your home or business at all, again, my company is Swift Chip. You can call us at 866-326-2008, or you can check us out on the web at swiftchipinc.com or facebook.com/swiftchip. Any closing comments from you, Julie?
Oh, just, you know, everybody have a great week. And if you need anything about Facebook, you know who to call.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to us today. And we will be here next week at the same bat time, same bat channel.
KKZZ.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxnard.